Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome day to Zayn with me, Sister Zainab, on IB English Radio. So I've titled today Rights in Our Worship, and what this is actually mainly talking about is rights pertaining to the month of Ramadan, because obviously the our worship during the month of Ramadan is a particularly significant one. I would also add a particularly sweet one. So I'm just going to sort of be taking you into sort of a few concepts around this. So maybe I'm, inshallah, a little bit deep, so maybe just give you some extra reflection and a different way of looking at things. So basically the idea is that obviously our rites, so our rituals, another word for that, build our relationship between us and Allah. So, and this has great significance. So so obviously the general idea behind this is, so we need, as human beings, as Muslims, as believers, we need to be attached to what we call the absolute, which is God, which is Allah. Now, if we, and I'm just going to take some, let's say, normal examples to actually explain where I'm getting at here. So what I mean is this. So imagine we, obviously we're Muslims, but, you know, maybe we're not engaging in any of the rituals. So that means we're not engaging in any, we don't do our fasting during Ramadan. We don't read a juz from the Quran every day. We don't, and we don't pray either. And maybe during, throughout the whole year, we don't pray. We don't perform any particular rites. But, you know, we are Muslims. We still adhere to all the principles of our faith other than that. So in order to gain this attachment, really good attachment to Allah, if we're not doing these sorts of acts of worship, these rites, our attachment is basically still quite weak. And this is what we're getting at here. So this is what I'm going to talk about. Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio. And obviously, I'm talking about the rituals in our worship pertaining especially to the month of Ramadan. So, and obviously, I've just said that obviously these rituals serve the purpose of deepening our faith, for sure. And obviously, with that, that builds our relationship and our attachment to Allah. And I particularly like this idea of being attached to Allah. And obviously, I've mentioned that, you know, if we don't perform any of the rites, any of the rituals, especially during the month of Ramadan, which is so significant, then, you know, maybe our attachment is not strong enough. So obviously, when we perform rites, when we perform the rituals, it's like this attachment that's developing with each time we, for example, each day we're fasting or each day we're reading from the Quran, especially during Ramadan, then obviously just this feeling, this connection, this attachment to Allah deepens. You can imagine this is the way it works with habits anyway. If we do something once, you know, okay, so we're starting to develop a habit. If we do something a few times, then we're really starting to have a habit ingrained. But if we're doing this consistently, it becomes like a trait. And obviously, and the more we do it, then it's really part of our nature. So if you're thinking about, okay, so that attachment in the beginning was still quite, let's say, a little bit weak. So it really is an ingrained, a very deep attachment we can develop. And obviously, this is something that we really need to be thinking about during the month of Ramadan. Just take, for example, if you were to never do any, if you never prayed, never did anything else in the rest of the year, maybe if you could even just for the month of Ramadan, really just think, okay, I'm going to use this month to really start working on this attachment. Because just faith alone is really not enough. And obviously, Ramadan itself, it will bring that sort of sweetness, whereas if you really focus on this, that each time we perform one of these rites, such as fasting, reading from the Quran, or prayers, obviously, then obviously we get a special elevated feeling with it too, inshallah. So this is just a different way of looking at it for you today. Inshallah, you tune into another episode of A to Z here on RB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.